Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrestling Authority Radio here on the Evolution Radio Network. My name is Statistic Sean David. I am joined, as always, by one of my lovely co-hosts.
Ah, it's been a while, folks. It's been a while. Sorry we've been gone, but it was necessary. Well, it's just me and Sean, so it's just me, Chaotic Katie.
And as some of you, hopefully all of you know by now, on April 23rd, we lost the Dean of Wrestling, Steve Kane.
21st. He missed he was a day over 420. I'll never forget it. So, April 21st.
I will have to have that graphic corrected before I print it then.
Okay.
This is probably... folks, this has not been easy to even come back and do this tonight. At least for me, I have not dealt with his death at all. And hearing that bell ring tonight, that hurt a little.
Yeah, it shattered my heart, I must say. That's the worst one. You see, especially last year, it was the death of all wrestlers for 2020 and 2021. Hasn't been the greatest either, but we didn't only lose a co-host to the show. We didn't lose knowledge and a voice. We lost a best friend.
Yes.
We lost a mentor. We lost a mentor. I'm going to be the first one to cry. We lost a mentor. I lost my stories. I lost my anytime I needed it. Hey, Steve, who's this guy? Or, hey, Steve, we interviewed this guy, didn't we? Hey, Steve, hey, old man. I don't have
it. Yeah, many of you know that when I lost Ed Schumann in 2010, it took me...
You had a nervous breakdown.
Years to recover.
He had a semi-nervous breakdown, okay?
Not only professionally, but personally. And this...
Yep.
I think I got closer with Steve Kane than what I ever got with Ed Schumann, and I don't have to tell Katie, and I don't have to tell our listeners, this show will never be the same without Steve Kane.
Ever.
Go ahead, honey.
Go ahead, honey. I'll tell you straight up, and Sean can tell you, when he passed, what was the first thing that came out of my mouth? We're not going on. The show's over. Exactly what I said. And Sean's like, we'll find a co-host. I said, no, the show is over. And a piece of it is, a big piece of it is. It really is.
That's why we've been off air. But the old man was stubborn, as many of you know. And he would find a way to haunt Katie and I for the rest of our lives if we didn't let this show continue.
Okay? Do you realize that I'm saying, I tell you what, since the man, I'm telling you, and he speaks through us. Trust me. No, Sean and I can be having a conversation, and it's like Steve going back and forth with himself. Because he's not gone, folks. He lives on between the two of us so strongly. It's noticeable. It's just too noticeable.
His legacy on this program, his legacy within my independent company, the RWF, his legacy in Illinois will live on forever. And I won't let it die, and neither will Katie. And that is why this show will continue. It's going to be hit and miss for a while, folks. We got to be honest. Katie's still dealing with her personal issues. And I'm trying to, I'm trying to take a step back and get back on my own two feet after this.
No, I only have, don't even listen to him about my cancer. All right. My boob is now a boob. It's not all hard and doesn't look like Sean and I took a trip to Mexico and we paid $5 to get me a boob. Okay. It doesn't look like that anymore. My boob is bouncy. The nipple is no longer swallowed. Yes, sir. I said nipple. And I only have two treatments left, then the lumpectomy and then the radiation. I'm fine. Don't even listen to him. I'm having fun wearing the wigs and I actually like being bald. And I'm Sean, I don't know if I told you yet, I chose the tattoo. You know how people say, I think the hamster fell asleep in the wheel, right? About people's brains. I'm getting a hamster with working real hard in the wheel. And
oh my god!
It's only going to cost me It's only going to be $200. I can't wait.
I thought you were going to tell me you were going to have flames tattooed on your skull like Bam Bam Bigelow.
I almost thought of doing that because that was I'm telling you, that was the first head tattoo I ever saw in my life. And I went, oh my god, I love his tattoo. Oh my mom, look at his head. His head's tattooed. It looks so cool. Don't even think about it. So yeah, I have thought of it.
So
yeah, I was gonna get pissed. Yeah, go ahead. It's not important. Go ahead.
The Steve Kane Memorial Podcast will be next Thursday. The time is going to be announced. Yeah. Katie and I are working with some guests and some callers that'll be calling in. But, you know, that doesn't mean that if you can't make it next week that you can't call in when we do a show again and share your thoughts and memories of Steve Kane.
Also,
that will always be welcome on this program from this point
I have really good news. I have really good news, and it's a link that will be added to our page. There's something called Roroku.com. Now, what you can do with Roroku.com is you can record yourself your own promo. And I'm telling you, there's really no limit on how much you can record. Because on another podcast that I listen to, there's some people that live in the UK or Germany or Finland or wherever they hail from, and they can't be on air all the time. So what they do is they record a little blurb, and I've already sent it to Mr. Bill after, and I will give it to Sean again because I do have it saved. So if you want to come on at any time that you want to come on, you don't have to wait for us and say, damn it, they're not on until 10 o'clock. Are you serious? I got crap to do in the morning. Yeah, I think I'm going to record something anyway. So we will now have that option on our page. It's really cool, Sean. You'll love it. They can add their own sound effects and everything. They can change their voice. They can do whatever they want. It's really cool.
I don't know how much I'll like that.
You'll like it.
Can you send a message to Billy? I think he's tried to call in twice and it's dropping him. I'm hoping we're not having that issue again because we do have callers slated for tonight. Without any further ado, I want to tell everybody tonight's schedule. As many of you know, I am a part of an organization here in the Midwest that is one of the last touring independent companies in the Midwest. It is the Midwestern Wrestling Alliance, and they kick off their Great American Summer Tour tomorrow night in Lincoln, Nebraska. Friday night, they'll be in McCook, Nebraska. Saturday night in Holdridge, Nebraska. And next Saturday night, we come to Elgin, Illinois for Showdown, which will feature world-renowned current All Elite Wrestling AEW stars, the Murder Hawk Monster Lance Archer when he challenges for the MWA Heavyweight Championship, and the Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels when he takes on gorgeous Alex the Great Gretzky.
Chris Daniels and his beautiful bald head. Oh, my God. Him and I would make a matching pair right now, and we would be gorgeous. Oh, there is no secret. I love that man, and I'm so stupid. When I went to the summit and I got to meet, I met LaFisto and Rosemary and a couple others. Jordan Grace was there. Chuck was there. Allison Kay, otherwise known as Sierra. Paris Kelly was there. So I go outside for a smoke. There's like two matches left. And he's standing across the street going into the venue after the summit is done for the ladies, Christopher Daniels. I more than geeked out. I couldn't cross the street. Literally, he was a crosswalk across the street. All I had to do was push the button, wait for the turn green, and go and tell him I love him. But it didn't happen. I'm so sorry, folks, because, yeah. Yeah.
So we'll have some wrestlers from this big tour that is happening that'll be calling in momentarily. but I'm going to go over the schedule. It's the MWA Great American Summer Tour. It kicks off with MWA Don't Call It a Comeback, which is a benefit for Uplifting Paws of Lincoln, who provide service and therapy dogs to those in need of Lincoln, Nebraska. That is Thursday night, tomorrow night, June 10th, at the Cornhusker Social Hall in Lincoln, Nebraska. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Bell time is 7:30 p.m. Yeah. It is an all-ages friendly event. And if you're in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hurry.
Go ahead.
You know, because you said, don't call in a comeback. Do you realize that's the opening line to Mama Said Knock You Out? I'm going to knock you out.
Friday night is MWA Melee in McCook. Friday night, June 11th, McCook Auditorium, McCook, Nebraska. Doors open at 6:45. Bell time is 7 o'clock. That's an all-ages friendly event. MWA Hostility in Holdridge, Saturday night, June 12th, Holdridge Auditorium, Holdridge, Nebraska. Doors open at 6:45. Bell time is 7 o'clock. That is the
very
big
cool
one. MWA Showdown, Saturday night, June 19th, Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, Elgin, Illinois. Gates open at 6 p.m. Bell time is 7 p.m. Again, that'll feature world-renowned AEW stars, the Murder Hawk Monster, Lance Archer, and the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels.
Oh,
that is also
Lance
an all-ages friendly event.
Do you realize, okay, both those men make my thighs sweat, and if you can, please call me. But I've also been promised, pictures. Real pictures,
yes.
Not ones he took, real pictures. Why? Because I'm as bald as Chris Daniels. That's why.
Yeah. I have to remember to put money.
You don't understand. Sean, tell him. I look like a dildo with ears. Tell him. Straight
well,
up.
I have to remember to put money up to get your 8x10s. Otherwise, they'll forget.
They should only be like five. It should be $5.
So that's our schedule for June. July.
Yay.
The Red. July, MWA Red, White, and Brews, Saturday night, July 3rd, location to be announced, in Earlham, Iowa, gates open at
Red.
To be announced, bell time is 7 o'clock, that'll be part of the 4th of July celebration in Earlham, Iowa, that's an all-ages friendly
Red,
event.
White, and Brews, there is a name and a half, Red, White, and Brews, isn't that you? Aren't you Red, White, and Brews?
Then it's MWA Collision in Colfax County, Thursday night, July 15th, 2021, at the Colfax County Fair in Lee or Lye, Nebraska. I wish Steve were here to help me with the pronunciation
spell
of
it.
That. L-E-I-G-H.
Lee. I have a friend named Leanne, and it's spelled that way. That's the girl spelling of Lee.
Lee, Nebraska.
Don't worry.
And that'll gates open at to be announced, bell time to be announced. More information at MWA Pro Wrestling on Facebook. Then it's MWA Devastation in Dexter, Friday night, July 16th.
Question.
Yes.
Does that mean I am now the professor of pronunciation?
That's probably right, and God only help us all when I start pronouncing those Japanese names again or those Mexican names.
Oh, no, me and the Japanese names.
I can help you there.
You know what? That's what I was going to say. Billy is so good. Just click him on and say, Billy, read this. Okay.
So Devastation in Dexter, Friday night, July 16th, location to be announced, Dexter, Iowa. Doors open it to be announced, bell time to be announced, MWA on MWA Pro Wrestling on Facebook for more information on that event when it becomes available. Saturday night, July 24th, MWA returns to Old Republic Kitchen and Bar in Elgin, Illinois for another huge night. We have a huge announcement Saturday night, June 19th, about our July 24th show. All I have been told by the board of directors at this time is we have some Hall of Fame-worthy talent coming to the MWA on July 24th. And just signed this afternoon, the MWA returns to Harrington, Kansas, with a location to be announced. Doors open it to be announced. Bell time, 7:30 p.m. That'll be Friday night, July 30th. And that will feature world-renowned current Impact Wrestling star, the Cowboy James Storm.
I love James Storm. I'll tell you, He should have been in Impact for a while. He did his stint in Japan, and I'm telling you, man's almost as crazy as Eric Young. And what they're doing with Diener is just incredible. Yeah, I like Jake something too. I like him as well. But what they're doing, Diener is almost like a mad dog. Take off the collar and let him go.
That is our July schedule
great.
For MWA. the month of August. We've got more dates that will be coming, but right now we can announce Friday night, August 6th, at the location to be announced. We will be in Two Harbors, Minnesota. And
now, I'm a little weirded out with having wrestling right now. I hope they're at least going to have people be vaccinated at least, or show a clean COVID something, because I wouldn't even, no man, I'd be like, can you put a screen in the parking lot, please?
Because
I don't care. I am fully vaccinated, but Sean, we're keeping things closed down for a little longer so that we can have a summer. Okay,
honey, I hate to tell you, but the whole state of Illinois where I live is opening up June 11th, which is in 2 days.
Yeah, we're opening too. We're starting with patios first. And hairdressers and whatnot.
June 11th here in Illinois, all COVID protocol is out the window. Except
on
airplanes.
Yeah, but you guys have, 38 million cases and you're opening?
Well,
excuse me.
I don't fully agree with it, but I just have to go with what I'm told.
Yeah.
NWA disaster.
Really? Hold on. Wait. You've got to have segues every once in a while and stuff where I get to quip it. No, Billy, every day that we watch the news, okay, we'll sit there and they'll show us who has the most and blah, blah, blah. The U.S. has been the most since the very beginning. You have now won the gold medal of COVID.
No.
Indian silver.
MWA Disaster in Delavan will be Saturday night, August 7th, 2021, at the Arcadia Bar and Grill in Delavan, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We're returning to Delavan, Wisconsin. And dates are subject to change without prior notice. We have more dates and locations that will be announced soon. So follow the MWA Facebook page, MWA Pro Wrestling on Facebook. That's a huge schedule, and I know that between now and the end of the year, we're going to be adding more dates. And like I said, MWA is one of the last touring companies in Illinois, or not in Illinois, in the Midwest. So they are going to multiple states between now and the end of the year. I work in my own little zone with them, and I unfortunately don't make all the shows, but hopefully one of these days I'll make some of the shows in other states. So we'll be joined by some of their wrestlers here momentarily. I have to take a moment to talk about some of the stuff that is going on with All Elite Wrestling. We had Football Field Fuckery 2. We had Blood and Guts.
Now, we are still using the laughter rule, but I'll give you that one as a free one, and I'll take it as a free one, too. Football Fuckery, what?
That was the Stadium Stampede match between the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle.
Mother Chucker, that was great. I don't care what anybody has to say about that match. That match was fire. It was fire.
I did not care for it because I found out through the grapevine that it took them 4 days to film. That was not done
so
live.
What? Okay, I'm going to say this one more time because it's been 3 months since I said it. Will you please be happy that you have wrestling at all? And no matter if it's cinematic form, no audience, no, I don't even care if they get a bloody entrance. Get in that ring and show me something. That's what I care about. No, but you have to remember, what about back in the days when you do small venues and you were lucky if you got 10 people to come watch you? Think about it
Well, that's you know, there's a lot of stuff that AEW is doing that is good. There's some stuff that's not good. But that's even with WWE right now. That's with Impact. That's with WWE. That's with New Japan. That's with all of them. There's good and bad.
I need a puffer.
I'm going to try to focus more on the good instead of the bad, but some of the bad still has to be called out. There was another thing that surfaced online, and I forgot to share this with
puffing.
Katie.
Okay. I got to think of proper. Go ahead.
There is another organization somewhere in the United States, I believe. I don't have the exact location in front of me, that was going to do another children's training camp. Now, Steve, Katie, and I have been over this multiple times.
No!
Exactly. Kids are not meant to be in the ring. in a professional standing. I personally started training when I was 13. Was that young? Probably, but you know,
it's a gray area now with backyard wrestling, because look where the Hardys started, in their backyard, and then they did trampoline wrestling. But you know what? You shouldn't be taking kids. 13 isn't a kid. 13, if 13 is old enough to lift weight in gym, like lift weight in school, okay, then 13 should be old enough for them to start training and maybe help setting up the ring and bringing out the tables to go under said ring, setting up chairs and, like, studio equipment. 13,
that's how I started.
Okay, maybe bring them in the ring because, you know, they're related to somebody. Put them up on your shoulder, or this kid won a contest, whatever.
Training, I believe their youngest group that they were accepting was 8-year-olds. An 8-year-old's body is not meant to take those falls in that ring. I don't care what anybody says. That ring is not a trampoline. I have the knees to prove that it's not.
No. I've done my knees too, but in other fashion. No, and not in that fashion. No, hey, when it's in that fashion, I put a pillow underneath my knees. Yeah, old man, I said it. Yes, I did. Blowjob joke right there, old man. Yes, I did. Yes, he just smacked me in the back of the head. I got God slapped. But no, knees are the easiest to go. So is your hip. Like, I was so stupid. I slept outside, and I didn't know we were going to have snow that night. And I slept on my left hip. Do you realize my hip hasn't been the same, and I was 17 when that happened? So, yeah, hips, knees, shoulders, spine, neck. Yeah, like, and think about it. These bones aren't fully developed. Those bones are still soft on a child, okay? I don't care. Oh, that'll just make it so that they're more soft and they'll heal quicker. I don't want to hear that. You know,
I don't want to hear how it's going to toughen up an 8-year-old either, because it's not.
Who was it? Was it Ian Rotten that threw a kid into a pool and could have seriously hurt him? Remember?
It was not Ian.
You
know
what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about, and there's been some developments in that front as well. We were not on air to discuss this, but I sent Katie and Billy a video of a guy that had his crotch set on fire.
You want to say flamer? Oh my God. No, we're not talking just a little bit and they put it out. We're not talking just a little bit and somebody poured some water or got a blanket or jumped on top of him or turned him over and rolled him on his junk. No, his whole pants area, the whole front. We're not talking just the crotch. We're talking the whole front area went up. Yes, the man was wearing an asbestos mask, and he's lucky or else his face would be gone too. That was stupid, and I hope your mother beat you for it.
That was not done by IWA Mid-South, but it was the rotten apple did not fall from the rotten tree. That was done by Ian Rotten's son's promotion, JC Rotten, and Pro Wrestling Trainwreck.
I love you, Mr. Rotten. I really do have respect for you, but that was stupid. That was dumb.
Folks, there is a fine line, and I'm going to get a lot of heat for saying this, but in 2021, deathmatch wrestling does not really have a place in wrestling anymore. We have seen some things done by the bigger organizations, but there are certain levels that you do not cross when it comes to this stuff. And
I'll tell you,
some of these companies don't know where to draw the line. Go ahead, Katie.
I'll tell you what right now, okay? The biggest thing I have seen, and it wasn't even done in the scale as New Japan would do it, but the exploding barbed wire match. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen, other than flaming tables, which usually don't happen. It gets, you know, they don't use it. It gets broken, but it's not used. But, I mean, there has to be a limit. I mean, there's you know, light tube is a limit, okay, as far as I'm concerned. You guys should be wearing goggles while you wrestle with light tube.
Well, but you know what? There are a lot of people that have done that deathmatch wrestling that have been kicked out of venues because the venue says no light tubes, and they get brought in anyway and get shattered and into the carpet of the venue or the floor of the venue, and it becomes a nightmare.
We were doing that in the late 70s, playing with light tubes. Okay, why? Because it was Star Wars. And, I mean, no. I've never, none of my friends ever got the chemical powder on them or any, for God's sakes, glass in their eyes or anything. But if we got caught doing that, we were, oh, no,
This,
use, I mean, oh, goodness me.
This goes back to
me.
A lesson that, and we have not talked to him in a while. I'm going to reach out to him in probably the next couple weeks and see if I can get him to return to the podcast. But Sir Mo said it best. You do not need to do blood for the sake of blood. It's stupid.
It's the same with it's the same thing with any stage production. Don't give the nudity just for the sake of nudity. Yeah, we all like to see a pair of titties and a dick and somebody's dingleberries, but don't do it just because you can. Okay? I understand boobs are boobs and dingleberries are dingleberries, but you don't need them in the ring. If it's a malfunction, fine. If her boob falls out of her top, fine. If he's wearing shorts and was stupid and didn't wear his drawers underneath his shorts, fine. If it's a Rick Rude, and remember the one time, remember when Jake took the fence with his wife painted on? That boy weren't wearing any drawers. And they came straight to his knees. He was lucky he was able to cover. And thank God he wasn't shaved. Yeah, he had a cup, but still. Like, no, he had no, his full arse was out there for everybody to see. You almost saw full fruit bowl. Oh, my God. But, yeah, but it's not for the sake of it, okay? We don't, I mean, yes, hockey and wrestling, violence for the sake of violence. Yes, yes, it is. But know your limits, folks. You shouldn't have to wear a helmet to wrestle, unless you want to, of course. But you shouldn't need a helmet to wrestle. You know, I mean, jock strap is optional, yes. You know, have your kick pads, have your whatever. I mean, we're not asking you to wear a full suit of armor, but use your head for more than a damn hat rack. Please.
We have some news coming out
there.
Of the National Wrestling Alliance, which some people are still a fan of, some people aren't. I quite honestly am after this announcement. On August 28th, the NWA will host its all-women's pay-per-view entitled Empower, and this is being directed by the new executive producer of the NWA Women's Division, Mickie James.
Oh, I love Mickie James. I have nothing to say. I love Mickie James. I may not like some of her costumes, but I love Mickie James.
The other event that will take place on pay-per-view will be the 73rd anniversary event of the National Wrestling Alliance. This was an organization that Steve and I were once a part of, and the
73rd, did you say?
73rd anniversary of the National Wrestling Alliance.
That's my year. That's my year. I was born 73. That's my year.
So this is huge, folks. The promotion will also be and these events from what we are seeing are going to be held in a historic city for the National Wrestling Alliance, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh.
This is huge news coming out of the National Wrestling Alliance.
You know, everybody was in Kentucky. Okay.
Everybody, no, that's Louisville, sweetheart.
Sorry, I am not American.
AEW is getting ready to go on tour. WWE is ready to get back to go on tour. The National Wrestling Alliance is going to be touring again. There are organizations that are touring. There are bands that are touring. There are other people like Reba Mack.
The Foo Fighters are going to have some, okay? Bill Collins is coming to Toronto with Genesis, and I'm just like, I want to go, but do I want to stand elbow? No, more than shoulder to shoulder with people, jumping up and down and screaming and dancing? No.
There are some other acts, like I had a friend that had tickets
Motley
to Reba McEntire.
Listen. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Stone Jet, and there was one more. Yeah, I want to see Crue before they can't walk, okay?
Before the drummer can no longer pound the main drum in the middle?
Oh, trust me. Trust me, Tommy. It's not Tommy I'm worried about. It's Vince Neil and Mick Mars. Mick Mars already had his hips done, but still, Vince's voice, Vince Neil's voice is gone.
There are acts like Reba McEntire that had dates signed for this year that are not going to be coming back until 2022. I respect that decision.
I love Reba. I love Reba. I have nothing to say. Do you remember Reba when she was young and we could still see her freckles? Do you remember? Yeah. Hey, you know, speaking of freckles, okay, now that I don't have any hair, I have 5 wigs, folks. I wore a turquoise wig today, and I bloody well rocked it. Both the boys saw it. But anyways, do you realize you can now see where my hairline stopped with a line of freckles? So what I've been doing, carefully, don't worry, folks, I'm not out until I'm sick or faint. I'm trying to get freckles on my head because I don't have any. I don't have any head freckles. I have freckles everywhere. Yes, I have a freckle there, too. And one on the bottom of my foot. But, yeah, I want some freckles on my head. Yes. Freckles are awesome.
Wow.
And I'm high on a lot of coffee. So, you know. My fingers get numb from the chemo. They're not as bad today. I can actually feel pain in my fingers today. But for the past 3 weeks, it's also called neuropathy, folks. The tips of my fingers to the first knuckle are... they're really dry, shiny, and numb. But I put my fingers on ice, and they're a little bit better. But there is a chemo, yeah, and your skin falls off. I'm not talking just peeled up, honey. I feel like, okay, if you've ever seen Austin Powers Gold Member, you know how he was picking his skin off? I can do that, but I don't eat it. But, yeah.
That's
chemo
disgusting.
Is a mother chucker. Chemo is a mother chucker, but you want to know something really cool, Sean? I don't have to do something that you have to do. I don't got to shave my box no more. Or my legs. At least it didn't say, okay, I don't have to shave my junk. Is that better? Anyways, but yeah, my eyebrows are still there. My eyelashes are hanging in there, and that's all I have.
I'm going to take a quick song
it's
break.
A cool thing.
We are going to reach out to our guests and see kind of where they're at when they'll be calling in so I know how much more news we can cover. I am going to play something a little newer now, and we are going to close with something that Steve Kane would have loved. I'm going to let
No, we got to play now or close with something that Steve hated. Why? Because he can't bitch.
Then I
He'll
have
get
the perfect
me later.
Song. This is
I love
the
you,
safety
Steve.
Of... Disbelieve by Life at Torch. We'll be right back. You are listening to Wrestling Authority Radio on the Evolution Radio Network.
I can never be all that you want from me. And I am broken. I will fail you constantly.
Oh, yeah. This is ECW original, C.W. Anderson. You're listening to TWR Slam on the Graveyard Radio Network. The reason I listen to that is because I'm an Anderson.
And we love you for being an Anderson, C.W. We miss you, pal. We need to get you back on here pretty soon.
You know what?
Send him a message.
I love when you play the old commercials with Graveyard. Okay, so today I'm on the bus. Here's my joke, folks. Don't drink anything. Okay. I'm pretty sure we have some Marilyn Manson fans out there. I know I'm a huge fan. I just do a lot of Marilyn Manson. And Sean's like, why are you sending me such dark music? Are you okay? No, I love Marilyn Manson. So one of his very first songs that was released is called Cake and Sodomy. Okay? So, and I've already done this to this one poor old lady, and I'll probably do it again. And all of a sudden, I go, white trash, get down on your knees. Time for cake and sodomy. And she snaps her head around, and I don't miss a beat. I looked her right in the eyes, and if she could see through my mask, she would have seen a devilish grin. And I said, what, don't like cake?
Wow. Wow.
Don't like
cake? My God. All right. I am,
and I will continue to be your shock value.
The other thing that we have not been able to talk about, and I don't think Katie has seen any of them, I need to mass send her the links to these tonight so she can catch up on them. Dark Side of the Ring, Season 3.
Oh, what am I missing? What did I miss?
Well, you missed the one on Pillman. You missed the one on Ultimate Warrior.
No, I
Warrior.
Did not. Did
oh,
not.
You did not miss.
Keep going.
You did not miss.
Okay,
you did not miss.
Okay, we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing a checklist. Keep going. One
more. Nick Gage.
I didn't miss Korea. The North Korea. I didn't miss Nick Gage. Keep going.
I did not watch the Nick Gage one yet. I have my reasons for not watching the Nick Gage one.
Warning. Don't eat anything.
It's
a lot of blood. It's a lot of blood, especially when he's old.
I am sorry, but I'm going to state this publicly. I don't believe that guy should have a spot in the wrestling business anymore after the crimes he committed.
I'm going to say this publicly. I don't think he has a brain cell in his head anymore.
I agree with that one, too.
Well, what crimes against nature and humanity did he commit?
He was addicted to drugs, and the story that Cornette told us, he was addicted to drugs and robbed a bank and what...
What
if I had to guess, I would
say
Matt.
So it wasn't weed. Weed's not a drug.
No. It was heavy stuff.
Yeah, well, he had to be on something to be doing what he was doing. I am sorry. You know me. I like extreme shit. I like blood. I like barbed wire. But the guy had to be flown out of an event in a helicopter because he almost bled out.
Yes, because that's the kind
that's
of deathmatch wrestling that is going too far. Way too far.
No, that is the kind of deathmatch wrestling that somebody is going to die needlessly in the middle of the ring. There's accidentally and there's needlessly. There's two separate things. Yes, there's a thin line, maybe a sliver wide, but no, 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 no. When you walk into a ring, you should know exactly what you're there for. And half the time, those people didn't know exactly what they were there for. And neither did the poor audience.
Not to mention that David Arquette told him not to cut him, and he cut David Arquette from fucking eyebrow to asshole.
Yeah,
so,
that could have been Moxley right there. Moxley got his start there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Darren.
Anybody that wants to take a chance booking the guy, you go ahead and do that. I will not, and I will not support anybody that books him.
Okay, what did he do on meth? Did he rob a bank? What did he do?
He robbed a bank.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Darren's saying, yeah.
He robbed the bank.
Walked
he went
in,
to jail.
Gun drawn, took the bank. No mask. What a fuck. No mask. No mask, folks. Yeah.
That's why he wears
the
mask to the ring now.
Yeah. Yeah. Your eighth grade teacher's like, no, Nick, no. You know, like, I'm telling your mom. You know, shit.
I don't understand why people book him. I will never understand it. Maybe we're not meant to understand it, but I'm sorry if you can admit a crime like that. You don't deserve to be in a wrestling locker room. You, in my book, are in the same category as a sex offender. You robbed a bank. It's a public crime. The public can look it up on the internet very easily. That's damaging to the reputation of my company the same way having a sex offender working
for
me.
Oh, more than that. That's more than damaging. That's like, what are you thinking?
So we'll go back and backtrack while we wait for our guest, if they're going to make it tonight. I know he might even be doing setup tonight. Brian Blade is supposed to be here, as well as some of the other talent working this tour that's starting tomorrow. But we'll wait and see. If he doesn't end up joining us, at least we promoted his event and we had some fun here tonight.
Hey, Sean, hold on, honey. Do you like cake? Do you like cake?
Do you like cake? Do you like my ass? Would you like to eat cake off my ass? What kind of cake?
Cake is sodomy. Sodomy cake.
I can hear the old man.
I can hear the old man. Katie, you're just so, so bad. You're bad. You're a bad girl.
We started things off with Dark Side of the Ring with Brian Pillman. That was a hard episode. To learn that Melanie Pillman took a majority of the money that was raised.
Still taking money out of royalties now?
Oh, my God.
I want to snap her. I want to snap her for your neck. Pillman, compared to what she went with, Pillman was a dream. He was a dream and a half. She goes to some doper drunk that keeps the kid. Kept Brian Pillman Jr. in a room with dogs guarding it that would bite him and bark at him. Like, who does that? Who allows their son? Never mind, your son. I wouldn't even care if it was the neighbor's kids. Okay? No. No, no, no. That place, after she moved that man in, just sounded like a foster care unit gone wrong. He had an Xbox. He got smashed. Oh, my God. Smashed his Xbox. The only thing he has to keep himself entertained while you make sure he stays in his dungeness of a room and you smash it. Like, I'm sorry. You know what? We may have, like, as myself growing up in the 70s and 80s and into the early 90s. Yeah. Some of the shit that I went through, you know, we got our shit taken away. We were grounded for 2-3 weeks. I was allowed music. I don't know about y'all. I was allowed music. That's why I memorized lyrics. That's what I did. Okay, but some of the treatment that we got as a kid, oh, squeaky clean compared to that. Just makes me want to rip somebody's throat out and then feed it to them and have it come back out because they have no throat.
Then, Katie, you got a private message. Don't drink. Katie, you got a private message. Don't drink anything. From there, we got Collision in Korea, and that, holy shit, dude. You would have never, ever gotten me to step foot in Korea. I don't care how much you paid me.
For what? Oh, God.
I don't care how much you paid me. No way in hell. No way in hell.
First of all, you get your passport taken away the second you got there. Not only that, what was it, like a World War One plane? They flew them over, like, circa 1942 or something, and Rick's like, I ain't getting on that plane. I ain't coming on that plane. You're not making me get on the plane. I am not getting on that plane.
There is a reason Hulk Hogan would not work that event.
There's plenty of reasons.
Well, you got to think of it this way. When your United States government tells you we can't protect you if you go there, hello, don't go there.
Ben,
I love Eric
Bischoff
to death,
like,
but my God, he was a moron for booking that thing. He did it as a favor to Giant Baba.
Let's just say his boss didn't know.
Not Baba, Antonio Inoki. I'm sorry, it was Antonio Inoki, not Baba.
And, Antonio, and that's why they took Antonio Inoki, because, well, he had humanitarian efforts and multicultural efforts that he was capable of doing. That was the only reason why he did it.
I cannot imagine. I have not watched the one on The Ultimate Warrior, and tomorrow night is another... I have not watched the one on Grizzly Smith either, and from what
Grizzly
I've heard
Smith
about
was,
that,
you got the Rockin' Robin, Sam, and Jake yet? Yeah,
that's the Grizzly Smith one.
That's right.
I don't.
Oh my
honey.
God, Uncle Sam, I learned so much about you, but I didn't know that side of Sam Houston. I wasn't embarrassed or upset with him for it, but it was just like, I didn't know that, and now I know why you are the way you are. I get it now. But Jake is just, oh my. Whoa.
That's
like
there
sister.
Are a lot of wrestling
wow.
fans that claim to know that story and know the ins and outs of it, and they didn't know shit when mm-hmm. when this thing hit the air. It's a horrible story.
Yeah.
And it's yeah. folks. That's the thing about this whole show.
Yeah. What about Jake and Warrior? Jake wanted to hammer him so bad at the Hall of Fame, and Warrior just came up and apologized to him. I'm sorry, if I were Jake, I've been doing lots of yoga, you motherfucker, and I'm going to get you.
I don't agree with Jake's statement that the guitar shots from the Honky Tonk Man are the reason he started on crack cocaine.
Shit. No, getting something cracked over your head doesn't start you on crack. Thank you very much. Try it again. Okay? Try again. I would never do crack. And for the record, folks, never do crack. Never do, and okay, and I don't care what anybody says about this, never do a drug named after a part of your own ass. Dennis Leary taught us that. Never do a drug named after a part of your own ass. Why? Because it's nothing but shit. Nothing but shit. And I hope I have a voice on the 17th. Jesus.
You know, there
it's pollinating.
And then there is the A&E biographies that Katie and I have been watching when we can.
Yes.
Some of those have been good.
Oh,
some of those,
I watch every one. Yeah.
Some of those have been good, but some of the factual information that they use is not accurate. That's been pointed out.
I agree with you because you watch Warrior A&E and then you watch the Warrior Dark Side of the Ring. They're similar, and that's all I'm going to say.
Two completely different stories, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Vince's story and Dark Side story is what it is.
There is Most Wanted Treasure, which I am kind of a fan
of.
Yeah,
they're in reruns now. It's good. Sit down and watch it.
Some of the offers that they're making on some of these things are ridiculous.
Astronomical.
Not even astronomical. Some of them, are not even worth near the value of what the item is really worth.
Yeah.
You know, some of those
items are worth. Yeah, exactly. It's large.
You know, you want
especially
you want
the guy
Ric
with
Flair's
the Mankind
robe.
Shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
You want Ric
they haven't
Flair's
gotten to
robe.
Ric Flair's robe. Yeah. Flair doesn't let go of his robes. No. His whole thing is he doesn't like the fact that people are just wearing T-shirts out to the ring, T-shirt and tights. He likes the fact that you have gear, you have something to be remembered by, something to save, something to have, something to say, whoa, dude, look what you're wearing tonight. You know, but it's not a T-shirt, and I agree with him. And that's why you'll never see any Ric Flair stuff away from him. You won't. You just won't. But the guy with the Mankind shirt, what did he want? 25 grand?
Right. You know,
you dick.
The other
and
thing that we
Mr. Bill After, hold on, Mr. Bill After gave up the neck brace of help me, Darren. It was Andy Kaufman's neck brace. When I saw Mr. Bill After, I almost cried. Actually, I did. I texted Sean and said, I'm crying. I get to hear and see him talk.
People don't understand. After has been around for longer than I've been alive, almost longer, almost as long as Katie has been alive, longer than you've been alive.
I was reading him in grade 7. I was reading his articles in grade 7. So I was 14 the first time I read anything by Mr. Bill After in Wrestling Magazine. I had a really cool teacher. I had a cool teacher that had it, that had a subscription. So, yeah.
The other thing that we have to talk about right now, and I want to get my clip loaded for this because I've met this individual and I'm very disappointed. So, this is going to be our shit list tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Sip, you know what? You just made the list. Oh no!
Here we go.
You just made the list! Chip, you know what?
I didn't want you to play again. That's what.
That's what. I tell you what.
Folks, in this business, there have been wrestlers that have cleaned themselves up and turned their lives around. And then there are stories like the following one that you're going to hear. A few years ago, man cleaned up his life, and we really thought that he had done a complete 180.
Just incredible. I've never been a fan of you. I can't stand you. But go ahead. And I couldn't stand it before he totally dog-fucked everything, okay? I don't like him. Go ahead.
Justin Credible has no-showed multiple bookings and kept advance payment for said bookings.
What do you mean?
The pro wrestling world works on an honor system sometimes. And
okay,
that
I need to stop you. Yeah. This man is from my area, Mimico, Ontario. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, he's not from? Okay, I'm from Mimico, Ontario. Fuck, that's incredible. Go ahead.
Sadly, this... sometimes people can get burned. Sadly, this happened to Grimm of Grimm's Toy Show and GTS Wrestling when Justin Credible no-showed a gig after taking his payment in advance. Grimm jumped on Twitter to let everyone know that Justin Credible ripped him off. They paid for him to show up, but he did not show. This happened multiple times. Then Credible blocked Grimm on Twitter after he tried to reach him. I am not going to go through
this. Sabu? What is he, Sabu? Yeah,
well, he worked in the same company.
Sabu. Yeah, we donated Sabu some money for his show, okay, to show up here. Bowling is still bitching at us for it. And he sent the wife.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
We won't get into that. There are people that love her, but she has
horrible.
She has one leg now. I don't wish that on anybody, but she was
I'm
not
sorry,
coherent.
But I don't like somebody that comes on. I don't like if somebody comes on and sits there and thinks that they can talk and know what they're talking about. That's like Carol Alt talking about hockey, okay? Like, no. Well, and my husband and blah, blah, blah. My husband this and, you know, and well, you just don't understand. Yeah? What I don't understand is why are you giving me such a shit interview? And your husband's probably sitting right next to you.
And she was not coherent or sober when she was on
the
Fair Space. I can attest to that.
That's what I'm saying.
The other organization.
Well, Carol Alt talking about hockey.
The other organization that Justin Credible ripped off is our good friends at CWA in Ripley, Mississippi, who are good friends of Blazing Star and our good friend Tina. Credible was scheduled for May 1st in Ripley, Mississippi at CWA's Night of Legends, but kept advance payment and has had no contact with promoter Rodney Grimes.
Sick.
Now, Justin, I met you at Revolution Championship Wrestling in 2005. I don't know if you were sober then. I was only 14 years old, so it really wasn't any
Probably
of my
not.
Damn business. But,
Probably not.
I find this action deplorable. It is not just incredible. It is just deplorable.
No, he's not a dick. He's a cunt. He's a cunt wart. Fuck him.
I believe he is back down a road that is not going to end well for him. We just lost New Jack. I'm not saying that New Jack's death was a drug overdose, but when the man put God only knows how many pounds of cocaine in his body, that's going to do it.
When you start a sentence of a story with, so that one night I was blasted on coke. Yeah, I was probably blasted on coke that night. Yeah. I mean, no, his heart took him out. Okay, his heart, he probably had some heart disease. It's because Eddie didn't stop soon enough either, and Eddie stopped pretty well. I don't know how much he was using or whatnot, because, well, if you sit back and you think of back in the 70s for Saturday Night Live, they had their own coke dealer.
Right.
So just think about it. They probably had the coke dealer on speed dial or waiting in the back.
It's,
okay?
We have lost so many wrestlers because of stuff like this.
Coke.
And folks, coke, pills, morphine,
the drink,
steroids, you know.
Yep.
We've
had some needless deaths.
I like Justin Credible. I don't approve of his actions, but I don't want to see him go down this slippery road that we know so many wrestlers do and end up losing somebody
else.
Well,
what's he using? What's he using?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no clue what he would be using, but I know it wouldn't be anything like alcohol and weed. It would be something heavier.
Oh.
And,
yeah, everybody knows I'm a pothead. Everybody knows I'm a pothead. I don't even care. I don't drink anymore. I used to drink.
I don't get it.
Blotto.
He was doing really well. He had made a comeback to the ring. He was getting booked.
Yep.
And now this. This is the road that is the path of no return. If you don't get off this road, it is the path of no return.
And a lot will come back from it.
Right. So that is our latest breaking news. AEW is not on tonight. We want to remind everybody of that. I thought it was, but it is not. It is on Friday.
Basketball. Is it basketball?
I believe it's hockey.
Hockey. Great on.
Or
now
something.
My team's out of the playoffs.
Well.
Yeah, Steve, those dirty Habs are the only Canadians going through the rest of the playoffs. Yeah, I know. Laugh at me now. Those dirty Habs. Yeah. Oh, me and my friend Dan. I had to be careful with my friend Dan because he's a goalie, right? Just like my husband. But he's that player that stuff happens. He doesn't get mad. Yeah, one of your players took out one of ours, like with a concussion and a knee injury. Couldn't come back or anything, but that's okay. These things happen. Yeah, blow me. That one then went to try and take out one of our other top players right after, like 12 minutes later. Like, what are you doing? The Habs are dirty, and that's what we call them, dirty. Anyway,
our next piece of breaking news is, did you see that? And you might have missed it because it might have been on their YouTube show, but the clip has
probably
gone around the internet. Did you see the Red Velvet did a dive and almost scorpioned herself? I don't know if you know what I mean when I say that. That was the most disgusting.
Okay. Can you please explain scorpion?
Basically, a scorpion is when you land on your head and your legs come up over your head.
Oh, why didn't you just say yoga position? I would have got you. I can't do the scorpion. Ow. Ow. Yeah, I saw that dive.
It's a wonder that she didn't break her neck. It's a wonder that she did not break her neck. It's a.
Nope.
If I would have been Tony Khan, she would have been out injured for the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Because that you could have made money off of. That was
large.
Sick to watch. Yeah. Cornette talked about it on his podcast that I listened to last night into this morning. You could have made some money with that if she would have stayed down, and they would have, you know, brought the doctor out there and put her in a neck brace. You could have made some money with that. Back in the day, they would have known how to make money with that. Tony Khan has no clue.
Yeah. Make money like Bob Orton did, yeah.
The other thing that we have to talk about is the big surprise that Double or Nothing, Leo Rush, is retired again. This is the second time this guy has retired.
Leo Rush.
I thought the surprise of that went over like a fart in a church.
No, I farted in church. It goes over real well.
It was the popcorn fart. It was like the explosion all over again. It did nothing for me. What they did do on last Friday's Dynamite with Andrade with Vicky Guerrero, that's the surprise you should have had on the pay-per-view. That would have got you some money.
Yeah, Andrade. Yeah, Andrade showing up with Vicky. Poor Andrade. Hey, Stevie.
Oh, my God.
I saw that Andrade was there. But after the fourth, excuse me, I just couldn't. I couldn't. I mean, I understand she doesn't really talk that way in real life, but poor Eddie. Excuse me, you're not hitting it right. To the left.
Could you imagine her kids? Excuse me!
Oh, my God, it's worse than Fran Drescher, okay? I'd rather listen to Fran Drescher all day and night for the rest of my life than listen to her. At least she's hot. I love you, Vicky Guerrero, but you got to lose that. I mean, or use another word.
That reminds me of another announcement that we have.
Okie dokie.
Katie and I, at some point before the end of the month, will be doing a non-wrestling related. It's open to all wrestlers that are gay, bi, lesbian, transgender.
Yay!
But we will be doing a... We will be doing our first Pride podcast. This is not something
that
we did because I love you, Steve Kane, but you were not comfortable with the idea of Katie and I doing a Pride podcast.
Yeah, when we had Jasmine St. Clair on one night, and what comes out of Mr.
Jamie's
mouth?
We had Audrey St. John on, and then we had Jamie Senegal.
Aubrey, when Aubrey was on, Steve flat out asked her, and we told him to be careful. Hey, so how are you justifying taking away jobs from real females? I couldn't believe he said that that night.
I almost clapped the shit out of him for that. I love you. I love you, Steve, and I won't talk ill about the dead, but your tolerance was not at a level that Katie and I anticipated it being.
But
just say that.
You know what? Well, at least we can talk nasty and dirty in our chat, and Steve doesn't almost puke. We can do that now. Yeah, you don't want to be in a chat with me and Sean when we start talking, because I don't care. I don't care what kind of sex it is. I'll talk about it. It doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. There's no kink shaming allowed. So you got a kink? Bring it to me. I'll talk all day. But the way Sean and I would go explicit and graphic, and we weren't doing it on purpose just because Sean and I are filthy pigs, okay? But I'm telling you, I know that man threw up a few times. I know he did. Because one time he said, I think I just threw up in the mouth just a little bit. You know, like, we used to get him so bad.
Could you imagine if I would have sent him the latest pictures that I sent you from my latest California trip?
He would have been home. He didn't send me all of them yet. I'm sure there's worse than, yeah. Sean's attire was stellar. Let's just say that. It was stellar. It wasn't Elton John stellar, but it was up there. No flash.
You know,
no flash is what I'm talking about. Yeah, total, I'm telling you, my boy is just as good as shock value as I am. They weren't the mesh panties, but it was up there. Yes, I've seen Sean in mesh boxer shorts. He needed an opinion. I gave it. That's my boy.
So at this time, we're going to take another quick song break. We'll come back with more news, and we're either going to be joined by our guest tonight, or if they can't make it, at least we had some fun
tonight.
Did you message? We're able to return. I did.
Okay.
All right. Let me see what I can find. For the love of God.
Oh, you need to find at least one commercial.
Yes, that
okay.
He did. I already thought that.
Yeah.
I just found
those
one.
Will always be played. And I can, like I said, if we need commercials, Eric, I know you're listening. You might be deputized for commercials. Because he can do voices. I love you. I love you, Steve. But someone's got to carry on.
All right.
They'll never be your commercials, but they'll be up there. Because I can get Eric to do a number two to the 1976. He does a hobo character. It's hilarious. So, yeah.
Oh, the old man messed with our board here so much. I'm trying to find what I want.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Purpose, so when he's gone, we can't do shit.
this is my tribute to the old man, because he quite honestly was notorious.
Yes, he was.
Notorious, so notorious. Thank you.
This Saturday night at the Birmingham Fairgrounds, Mud Show Championship Wrestling presents an all-star card of action-packed wrestling matches just for you. In the main event, Sam McCallahan faces Jelly Janela in a bleak 182 death match. Featured match, Joey Ryan versus Priscilla Kelly in a puke on the naughty parts match. First person to puke on their opponent's naughty parts loses. Garden rake on a pole match. Special wheelbarrow race and much, much more. All that this Saturday night at the Birmingham County Fairgrounds. It's Mud Show Championship Wrestling. You don't want to miss it. Y'all better be there.
This is a hardcore hippie, Electric Eric Freedom, and you're listening to the Graveyard Radio Network. Peace and love, baby. Peace and love.
Peace and love, baby.
Excuse me.
Hardcore hippie. That's not, woo!
That's not me. I didn't do it.
No, that was me. That was an alcohol burp. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with more Wrestling Authority Radio here on the Evolution Radio Network. I once again am Sadistic Sean David, along with my co-hosts.
And now that we have another male, I can say it. The reason why the show is never a bag of dicks. Chaotic Katie.
We will be joined by our guest, Brian Blade, momentarily. Be,
looking
on the switchboard for that. And, folks, you know, here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Wrestling Authority Radio. He is the current reigning and defending Midwestern Wrestling Alliance heavyweight champion, Brian Blade.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Hey, how's it going with you? Thanks for coming out. It's good to have you.
Oh, man, you've got to
get ready for tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Three shows. Well, actually, four shows for you because you'll also be wrestling Sunday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You will be wrestling, and we talked a little bit earlier. Tomorrow night, you will be in Lincoln, Nebraska for Uplifting Paws. It's a benefit for Uplifting Paws. They provide service dogs to and service animals to service and therapy dogs to those that need them in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a huge cause. It means a lot to not only me personally, but I know all of the fans in Lincoln, that you go out of your way to do this.
You need to understand, folks, I don't know what it's like in America, but here we have a shortage on therapy animals, especially dogs. And they're being you need to train these dogs constantly. I mean, you got to start them basically from like eight weeks old to get a good therapy dog. But there's also therapy horses, there's therapy goats, there's therapy bunnies, you name it, you can therapize it. And there's not enough out there. So thank you very much, sir.
Well, you're welcome. We're trying to, hopefully we raise a good amount of money tomorrow night for it. Our 50-50 raffle, all the money from the 50-50 will be donated towards it, too, as long as portion of our ticket sales. So hopefully we can raise a decent amount of money to help them out. And like I said, it's a really good cause. We have a few of our fans that are, that need service animals. So that's why one of the reasons we decided to do it, to help them out.
Now, this event has brought to you in part. Go ahead,
I'll tell you straight up. My dog's no bigger than a loaf of bread. He's a Shih Tzu pug. I need to register him because I do have my anxieties. But I tell you, without this dog, my life wouldn't be what it is. I wouldn't have the security that I have without Buddy. So yeah, I totally understand it. And therapy animals are used for more than just blind people. They're used for autistic people. They're used for people with PSPD, social anxiety, travel anxiety. They're also used as peer service dogs, like go to the fridge and get me a pop. Go get just more than getting the newspaper. They'll go get their owner's clothes, their shoes, whatever. They're extremely needed. And like I said, the money is needed too.
Now, this event is brought to you in part by our sponsors. We wouldn't be anywhere. If 2020 was a hell of a year for the NWA. We had a lot of shows that got scrapped here in Illinois and also across various other states due to COVID. This event is brought to you by our sponsors, CJ's Neighborhood Bar and Grill, which is the official after-party spot of NWA in Lincoln, Pizza Hut of Lincoln, Today's Best Country, Froggy 98, Lincoln's Real Rock 105.3, The Bone, Pinch on the Run Entertainment, and our other fine sponsors. Now, tomorrow night, a lot of you people don't realize, I am the acting interim general manager. I do not make all of the events in all these estates. I try to make the ones that I can.
Yeah, Lord help you all. Lord help you all for having me.
The match is signed for tomorrow night. The main event will be your champion, Brian Blade, taking on the anarchist Austin Ray with Jason Ray. I have not met Austin Ray. I might have mistyped that. I don't know what you're in store for, but I know Brian Blade. I've known Brian Blade a long time. He's one of the most hardest fighting champions that I've ever seen. But Brian, I don't have to tell you, not only this week, but next week, if you survive this week, next week you have to defend that belt against Lance Archer. So
if you survive.
I can't be looking ahead to that just yet. I got four title defenses. I've got to survive through this weekend before I have to –
someone,
not that I
yeah,
have
someone's working their hump
on,
off hard.
On Archer and things like that. But
yep.
We got to focus
they're
on –
they're working you hard.
Who we got in front of me?
They're
working you hard.
Night,
you may as well – hold on. He may as well be doing a gauntlet match except to get the break, okay? Oh, my God. Hands down, yeah. All the power to you, buddy. That's all I'm going to say.
Also, tomorrow night, we lost another member of the NWA family a couple months back, Midnight Rose. Tomorrow night is the Memorial Gauntlet for the gold to crown a new NWA Nebraska State Champion. It will feature Kid Kamikaze, Mr. Fitness 2, Christian Temple, Van Johnson, and the pop icon, Donnie Pepper Cricket.
Donnie Pepper Cricket.
Yes, Donnie Pepper Cricket.
One of my nicknames as a kid was Cricket. Donnie Pepper Cricket. Son, did somebody pull your name out of a hat?
Donnie's been around a long time. He's a very popular wrestler.
Yeah, here's a story for you. My sister brought this guy home one time, okay? And his name was Bobby Bailey. Now, my mother doesn't drink, okay? Especially at home. And all that came out of her mouth was, son, did somebody pull your name out of a hat? And I'm not making fun of his name. It just sounds like, where'd that come from? you know?
Donnie Pebblecricket. If you think that's bad, let me try to get out the next one. It'll be the Indian native Chief Attakula Kula against Johnny Gunn.
You got it right.
Chief has been a former guest. I've been in the ring with Chief. Very tough man. I don't know Johnny Gunn. That'll be an interesting contest.
Is he an actual gun?
It's spelled the same way. He could be a distant uncle, second cousin. We don't know.
I'm not sure if he's related to the Gunn family.
I'm very certain
he is not.
This is the one that I'm excited about for tomorrow night. I had to change the rules on this because the rules on this were not enough to contain it after seeing footage of both of these women. It'll be the MWA Women's Championship on the line as the champion Morgan LeVay will defend against challenger Stormy Renee. This match will be contested now under street fight rules.
I know both those names. Awesome.
So it's
a lot of great matches tomorrow night. A lot of good things going on.
The front row is completely sold out.
All the tables are sold out. So
yeah. All the tables are sold out. Nobody's going through them. What's going on here?
Hopefully nobody
These are really solid plastic tables. And
I saw somebody try to go through one of those once, and I said, "You're an idiot for trying to break the thing." Well, I thought it was gimmick. How the hell would you gimmick one of those plastic tables? They are
same. Yeah, you could, but you could. You could lightly hot glue it.
It takes some work.
Listen. If hot glue doesn't survive cold. So if you could somehow, and hot glue, if you can get through it if you want. I've had hot glue in the middle of my hand, but that's besides the point. But yeah, if you did it just right, like a dab here and a dab there, and like maybe on the corners and in the center, you might be able to gig it, but I still wouldn't. You could shatter that mother chucker.
No, those things are still hard. You try to go through one of them, you're going to break your back.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
I'm just dreaming.
Then it's MWA Melee in McCook, Friday night, June 11th, McCook, Nebraska at the McCook Auditorium. Doors open at 6:45, bell time 7:30. That event is brought to you by Pizza Hut of McCook, Horse Creek Inn of McCook, Loop Brewing Company, 105.3 Coyote Country, McCook Lettering, and Finch on the Run Entertainment. Matches signed for Melee and McCook Friday night. If he is still the champion, it will be Brian Blade against Prince Raheem. If he is not still the champion, whoever the champion is will face Prince Raheem. I don't know Prince Raheem. There's a lot of new talent coming into the MWA this year. Within the next several couple months, I don't know them all. I'm going to know them in time. We needed a fighting champion.
I have good faith in Mr. Blade. I have good faith in Mr. Blade that he will come through.
Also signed for Friday night, Melee and McCook, Johnny Gunn against Lane Stevens. MWA Tag Team Championships are on the line when the reigning and defending MWA Tag Team Champions, The Answer, the team of Levi McDaniel and Van Johnson, will take on the Rebel Hearts. Austin Ray will take on Chief Attakula Kula. Red Machine will take on Bobo the Clown. And Mr. Fitness 2 will take on gorgeous Alex the Great Gretzky. Alex the Great,
any clown will make me giggle.
That'll be a Lucha Libre match.
Oh my, that'll be even more entertaining.
That is a Lucha Libre match right there.
Oh
nice.
Boy.
Still going to be entertaining. Anything Lucha.
Yes. And then Saturday night, it's MWA Hostility in Holdridge, and that'll be at the Holdridge Auditorium in Holdridge, Nebraska. Bell time is 7 o'clock for that. That event is brought to you in part by SunMart of Holdridge, Pizza Hut of Holdridge, 97.7 Big, Speakeasy Restaurant of Holdridge, and Finch on the Run Entertainment, as well as our other fine sponsors. Signed for that event, the winner of the MWA Heavyweight Championship match from Friday night will take on Big Dog in our second of our double main event on that night. It'll be Vincent Goodnight returning to the ring for one night only against Van Johnson. Austin Ray will take on Angel De La Muertes. Gorgeous, the great Alex Gretzky will take on Prince Raheem, and it will be our Conflict of Champions match when the MWA Kansas State champion, JC Thunder, will meet the MWA Wisconsin State champion, Chief Adekula Kula, and both of those men will meet whoever the MWA Nebraska State champion is after Thursday night. This next name, I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, Sheik Kadim against Lane Stevens. And that's, you know, so many great matches signed for this. We kick off the Great American Summer Tour tomorrow night. This will last until probably the end of August. Various states, various towns. And then, of course, the big show in Illinois coming next Saturday night. It's MWA Showdown in Elgin, Illinois. You got some huge matches signed for that as well. Whoever the MWA champion is will take on the Murder Hawk Monster, Lance Archer. We've got world-renowned and current all-elite wrestling star, the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels, against gorgeous Alex the Great Gretzky. The MWA Women's Championship will be on the line. The Tag Team Championships will be on the line. Mr. Fitness 2 will meet Austin Ray. Bricks Porter will meet Chief Adekula Kula. We also have Brian Blade on that event, the 400-pound wild man, the Beast, Angus McDuff, and the MWA debuts of the Arc, Miles Mercer and C-Red, plus a special tribute to Steve Kane. Steve's the last event that Steve was able to work with me was MWA Winter Warfare in Janesville in 2020. We had so much planned for last year that we didn't get to because COVID. We were really both looking forward to working with the Rock and Roll Express the way we were supposed to last year in Union, Illinois.
That's right. I remember.
You know, COVID just messed up so much, and we here at the MWA are trying to make up as much of it as possible. As I said earlier tonight, you are going to want to be in attendance in Elgin June 19th to find out who the big names that are coming July 24th are. The only thing that the MWA Board of Directors have told me is they are Hall of Fame-worthy talent. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to be here for these big events. Also, like I said earlier, August 7th, we roll back into Delavan, Wisconsin. Announced earlier today, James Storm in Harrington, Kansas. That'll be July 30th. Big things coming all across the board. Look, if you're listening to my voice right now and you're in Illinois, that's great. But there are people that are listening to me in Nebraska right now and all of these other
areas. And we're sorry. We're sorry for that, by the way.
You know, there are people that are listening to me in the various states that the MWA is coming to between now and the end of the year. We have a huge schedule coming between now and the end of the year. And, you know, Brian, I know you're going to hold on to that MWA championship as long as you can. You got a tough road ahead.
I'm
going to give you the
floor.
Definitely not going to be easy.
I have good faith that you will, and I don't have any faith that you'll call us and when you're done, but I have good faith that you will win and that you're going to fight your arse off. All right? Me and my bald cancer.
I'm
going
to have to.
Five
defenses in 9 days is not going to be simple with, you know, five diverse opponents.
Yeah. Eat your Wheaties. Okay? Just eat your Wheaties.
He has been training vigorously ever since the return of the MWA was announced. But
vigorously, that sounds – training vigorously to me sounds like sex. But no, folks, no.
You know, and Brian, you've got other events that you're going to be working, not just MWA, although MWA is going to take up a majority of your schedule between now and the end of the year. But you're also going to be returning to some other places. I know – Sunday, you're going to be in Sioux City. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's a MWA joint venture, MWA, and Felix Rodriguez, Lucha Promotion. And so we kind of work together in that. I'll be defending the title. As long as I'm still the champion, I'll be defending the title that night in South City.
You're
I plan on it.
You're still the champion.
I mean,
you're
you
gonna
have
be
a
champion.
You went
Don't
over
you
all
worry.
The cards, and there's a lot of combinations of who could be champion by the time we get to where, by the time we even get to Elgin. So
right, yeah, right.
I plan on me being the champion, but plus with the women's title, you got the you know the Kansas champion and the Nebraska champion being crowned and the new mid-state champion.
Yeah.
Who knows who could be champions by the time just
you
in,
got
just,
it.
You know, just over a little over a week's time by the time we get to Elgin.
Right, and the other announcement that I made is we've got state titles in every other state. The Illinois state title is coming. I've talked it over with the board of directors. We've got the belt already. So, I mean, there's opportunity here for anybody that wants it in the NWA, and this goes to all the talent that has never worked for the NWA that's hearing my voice now. If you want a shot with the NWA, all you got to do is reach out to myself or the NWA Facebook page. We'll look over your footage. We'll look over your resume.
Yeah.
We'll find a spot to give you an opportunity. And,
don't
you know,
contact me. I don't know shit. Don't contact me. I know nothing. Nothing.
You know, we've got the arc that is coming to Elgin. C-Red and Miles Mercer. Miles Mercer is a hot up-and-comer.
I know that
I know C-Red. C-Red's one of the greatest managers that Chicago has produced in the last 20 years. It'll be interesting to see what they're going to bring to the table. July 24th, I got the memo from the board of directors. The Midwest Mercenaries are coming, Sid Holland and Jake Prater.
Nice.
You know, those are two big dudes. And I know that Levi and Van Johnson can hold their own, but these two big dudes, they're angry and they want gold. And that's all I know. So there's a lot of competition coming, not just for the tag belts, not just for the women's title. All the titles in the NWA are really at stake.
You guys still there. I lose you.
Yeah, we're here.
You're here. You're here, darling.
So a lot of competition coming between now and the end of the year. And, you know, there's a lot of good big events between now and the end of the year. And Brian Blade is going to hold on to that NWA title as long as he can. And we lost Brian Blade. Uh-oh. Hopefully he'll try to call back.
He'll get back. I have every faith.
He's, you know, folks, this and Katie, was I wrong when I said that the NWA was one of the last touring companies? You've heard the schedule now of events over the course of the next 3 months, and that's not even completely August. That's just the first weekend of August.
Damn. A gauntlet of matches.
I mean, yes, we are still concerned about COVID. It's your safety and our safety is our number one priority. But we have to get back to a full schedule because if we don't, we're going to lose our towns, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah, and mask. I don't care if you're got both your vaccinations. Wear a damn mask before
you get someone
like me yelling at you.
We'll have sanitized stations and all of that. I believe it's going to be, don't quote me on this, I don't know all the rules, I don't have all the details, but I believe if you're getting 8x10 with Christopher Daniels or Lance Archer, you may have to wear a mask. That'll be their discretion. So,
Rosemary's done little vignettes here and there, and she wears a mask. So they better mask up.
I can tell you that Front Row are completely gone for NWA Showdown next week in Elgin. We are sold out of tables.
And they better.
And
everybody be masked.
We have very few ringside seats remaining. We had to add second and third row because we had sold out. If you want to be there next Saturday, NWA Showdown on Eventbrite, type it into the search bar, get your tickets. There's not many left. You know, if you don't get to come on June 19th, try to make it July 24th. Those tickets will probably go on sale the Monday immediately following NWA Showdown. So I believe tickets for July 24th will go on sale Monday, June 21st. And Brian Blade is back with us. So, you know, if you can't make Showdown.
Lost you there somehow, but...
You're
welcome back.
We can hear you.
You're good.
I was just telling fans, get your tickets now to Showdown because Showdown is almost completely sold out. If you can't make it June 19th.
I don't think you can get online right now. I think you have to come to the building on the night of the event, on the 19th, to actually get a ticket now. I think there's only general admission left.
Wow.
We might be able to put a room in for a few more seats, but you can't get them online anymore. They are out online. We held back some general admission for the night of the event. So,
and if you can't make it tonight,
there's plenty of room for general admission. We didn't want to sell them all online, so
right.
You know, don't think there's not going to be tickets. There'll still be tickets. Yeah.
Now,
there'll still be tickets, but we'll have tickets that night for the next show also on the 24th of July. There will be tickets on sale that night.
Okay.
That was
going to be the next thing I told people. If you cannot make it the 19th, I believe tickets will go on sale online Monday, June 21st. We will have tickets on sale June 19th if you're at that event. They'll get first priority on front row. If you're there the 19th, you get first priority for the 24th. But I believe tickets will go on.
The same thing is happening in Lincoln.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that we will be talking about this event on the
31st of July.
Yeah.
Right.
And on the 17th, when we're on air, we will speak of this again for the 19th.
Yes. So big schedule coming for the NWA, and it's like I said earlier, the NWA is legitimately one of the last touring companies in the Midwest. I don't care what anybody else says that they're a territory. When it comes to an actual legitimate territory, the NWA is it in the Midwest.
Yep.
We go from state to state.
Yep.
We go from town to town. This is the way it was done back in the day. This is the way we still do things.
And
you know, there are fairs and festivals.
Broke.
Exactly. Don't fix it. There are fairs and festivals that we missed out on last year that are asking us to come back, which is why the month of August schedule has not completely been announced yet. I anticipate, and I know Brian anticipates, more dates to be added for the month of August. Don't know what September's going to hold
it's
yet.
It's going to be
we'll
busy.
Cross that bridge. We'll cross that bridge when it comes, but it's going to be a very busy summer for the NWA, for myself, for Brian Blade, for all of the wrestlers with NWA.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Folks, the pandemic is not over. We're still taking safety precautions.
Yep.
But it's back
to
business as normal as what as it can be. And that's what it has to be. Like I said, people are hungry. Concerts are coming back. You know, lots of events are coming back.
Yeah.
It's only fair that we got to come back, too. And we waited long enough. I have not been with MWA. They ran some events in, I believe, February and March of last year, maybe even April. I have not been at an NWA event since last January. I have needed this Go ahead, Katie.
The last event I went to was in February, just as everything was starting. Ontario maybe had like 30 cases at tops, okay? And I got to see Rosemary. Now, what's the first thing that came out of my mouth 2 weeks ago? If we have an event, I'm bald, right? Because of my cancer. Rosemary's not going to recognize me. Hey, Rosemary, I just bought a really cool tealish turquoise wig. Look for me, and the roots are dark blue. You can't miss me. No, I've met Rosemary.
All right,
Rosemary.
Guys, I
got to
take off. I got a bunch of stuff.
All
I
right, darling.
Still for,
thank you very much.
Ready for this weekend.
Yeah.
But, guys,
good
take off
yeah,
you guys
thanks.
Are doing. And everyone come out this weekend. And then next week also, it's going to be a – it'll be four really great shows this weekend, and so they're going to be
some
Robert Knockers.
Yes,
thank you
guys,
Brian.
We'll talk to you next Thursday for Steve Kane's Memorial if you can make it, and good luck with everything this weekend.
Yeah, take
right,
her easy, and if
you.
It's real good, take her twice. All right, have a good night.
You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
me.
that was the NWA Heavyweight Champion, Brian Blade, and boy, like he said, he's got four title defenses this weekend. If he gets through all of them, it's people did not believe
Sean,
me, and I don't.
I have a question.
Go ahead,
go
sweetheart.
Ahead. No, you need to finish because my question's off topic.
I was
going to
say, people might call me. People might think that I'm the evil boss here at MWA. I'm not the evil boss.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not. I am a good guy. I just wanted to make sure we had a fighting champion. I want to let it be known that I did not set up all those title defenses myself. It was a combination between me and the rest of the board of directors that set up those four title defenses in the next 4 days.
Oh, my God, you guys are crazy.
But
you see, you know what the problem is now, Sean? Now that Steve's gone, we don't have anybody to babysit us. We have no babysitter. Lee, we need you.
Lee is going through some Lee is going through some personal stuff right now. He will be a interim correspondent with us when he can be. The other correspondent that I am glad to welcome back to the show because is going to be Crime Fighter.
Okay, good.
He will be,
we need Crime.
He will be corresponding with us when he can. And like we said, folks, it's going to be hit and miss. When we announce that we're doing a show, we announce that we're doing a show. It's not going to be all the time the way it was before. Katie's got to get through, you know, this a little more of an uphill. I'm just being honest.
No, you're not. I'm going to tell you people something right freaking now. Okay? They've done, I was on two separate chemos. My first chemo, I wasn't sick at all. I was feeling great. I was feeling fine. The only thing with this chemo is I get aches and pains in my hip and my legs and my feet, and my fingers go numb. So shut up, Sean. I can do what I want. I am full pumped, full of anti-nausea, and this one causes less nausea. So don't be making my plans for me, sir, because I am great. Until I speak different, I am great. And people, you can, if you have me on Facebook, I'm going to do a cartwheel video one day to show you how good I am, all right? I'm fine.
Well, it's,
so shut up.
You know, it's just going to be hit and miss for a while. We'll get back in the swing of things. I don't think we'll ever get back to the point where we're doing two shows a night like we did with Steve in the the early days, or two shows a week. But we're going to try to get back to once a week and committed to that one day, one time. The problem that we're having is wrestling.
I need his cell phone, okay? Sheila, I'm going to send you this link. Sheila, you need to get his phone unlocked. And you and I, you need to give me all the numbers on the phone, or you need to send the phone to me for a week and I'll send it back, because I need some of those names.
The thing that we're going to be doing is trying to get one day, one time committed to that. The problem we're having is wrestling keeps changing. You know, we've got the news that AEW is going to be moving from TNT to TBS, and there's going to be a new show coming to TNT and Holy Fuck. Like, we try to nail down a day and a time, and we get it for a little while, and then Vince decides to change, or Tony Khan decides to change, and this is what we're left with. So we're gonna pick a day and a time and try to stick to it, but as this wrestling schedule changes, we have to change accordingly with it, which is not always
because without a pay-per-view, folks, there's wrestling every friggin' night,
pretty much.
I have friends that have YouTube podcasts. They're like, are you coming? And I'm like, there's wrestling on. Kate, there's wrestling on every friggin' night. Yeah, I know, and I have to watch it or else. Okay? I don't watch NXT because I need a night off. I'll tell you straight up. But I do try and catch it. And I do watch the pay-per-views when I get them.
My God, there's just so much. We are going to do our job here to keep up on as much of it as possible, but I will tell everyone, with Steve gone, there's going to be a lot of the Japan stuff and then a lot of the Lucha Libre stuff that may not get covered anymore. I will try to do my best with that, but it's hard. Go ahead.
When are we doing our LGBTQ plus show?
We are doing that between now and the end of the month. Well, not now and the end of the month, but before.
Now it's two-spirited LGBTQ plus. Sorry.
We've got Season Memorial next Thursday, so probably Thursday the 24th.
And I'll be passing that around. Trust me, I'll be having my gaydom here to listen.
Katie and I will be telling our coming out stories. I will be also telling the story.
Oh yeah.
That I have never told on this airspace about how my wrestling career ended.
Mine is funny as hell. Mine is funnier than funny. So when you hear my coming out story, because I didn't really get to come out. My coming out story, I got outed in the strangest of ways. And you're just going to be like, holy shit, really?
There's going to be some personal stuff.
And the person who outed me, you're going to be like, oh, my God, no.
There is going to be some personal stuff shared here on that, and this will be a judgment-free zone.
Yeah. No kink shaming allowed. None. Period. We don't shame around here. We never have, and we will not now. And if we do, You come, okay, I'm going to claim the airspace for half a second. You come on my airspace and pull your shit? Yeah, I'm not kicking you off like Steve would. I'm letting you have it, and then you're going. Or you'll hang up because you're a pussy.
Well, let me put it this way. Katie and I have got a lot of built-up emotion that has not been expelled on this airspace in a long time. So if you want to poke the bear, but
you don't
want to
do that. You don't want to do that with me. Because, well, I have something to say. When you get breast cancer, it normally affects your adrenal gland, which is your adrenaline. So don't piss me off because I won't stop. You'll have to mute me before I stop. And I've been warning people, you don't want to do this. You don't want to. Please don't. No, please don't.
Because
if I switch, you're done.
It will not be pretty.
You flick that switch, you won't be able to turn it off.
I want to relay the message that we did not take tonight to honor Steve Kane. We wanted to give some time for that to permeate and try to make contact with some more former guests to get them or get them to send in a clip. But I am going to let Billy have the floor for about 2 minutes and
say
maybe some of his favorite memories of Steve or anything that he would like to say about Steve, and he'll get this opportunity again next week, I'm sure,
but
I'm
going to
give everybody
you,
about
Billy.
2 minutes.
Billy, don't ever think Steve didn't love and appreciate you, because he did. And don't ever think he didn't think you were funny either, because he did. He really enjoyed you. I'll tell you that right now. Go ahead, Billy. Come on, my boy.
To be honest, I'm still shocked that he's gone, you know? I mean, sure, we had our outs from time to time, but he was a hell of a source of knowledge, you know? If I didn't know something, he was somebody I could go to, you know?
Yeah, I'd say go ask Steve. I'd always say
in some
that.
Way, he was kind of a wrestling mentor to me, you know, along with you and Sean, obviously. But, you know, Steve definitely brought a lot of knowledge to my attention and basically encouraged me to study more and more. And that's partly how I became such the scholar that I am. And
he's better than I am.
I'm always learning. I'm always learning. And, you know, the fact that, you know, he passed away, you know, that was a genuine punch in the gut when I learned about that.
Yeah, and
just
I
came
had
out
to
of
break
nowhere.
It to him. I had to break it to him, and I didn't break it to him for, I think, 2 days because I went silent. Yeah.
You know, we were voice messaging back and forth, and Katie could actually hear me trying not to cry as we were talking.
Yeah, while I was bawling.
Yeah,
that hit me hard.
I don't cry very often.
Yeah, we don't. Billy and I just don't. It's just the way it is. We don't. It's not because we have no emotion. It's because we're able to turn that emotion off.
But when somebody is close to you, just as Steve was, passes away, you know, that'll rock your foundations and pretty much knock you down. And, you know, I shed quite a few tears for him. I mean, I understand he and I didn't always get along, but I still loved the guy nonetheless.
You see, that's another thing, too, that people need to realize. I'm still talking to Sheila. So I am handling part of Sheila's grief. And I'll take it. It's great. But it's hard. It's hard. It gets really thick sometimes with Sheila because Sheila's still recovering from her heart stent surgery, too, you know, and that was part of the reason Steve wasn't taking care of himself the way he should have. But, yeah, Sheila's still recovering. So she's going through a lot right now, a whole hell of a lot. She had to go deal with – she had to arrange everything on her own.
Right.
And she really didn't have any help.
Well, thank you,
know,
you for your sentiments.
I love that,
Billy.
Man. Billy, like I said,
Katie.
The man loves you.
Katie,
me,
the floor is now yours.
Me, myself, okay, Sean can say whatever he wants, but I have to start with this. I am now a single mother of Sean. we co-parented Sean since he was, what, 24?
God, yes, it's been that long. Holy shit.
Yeah, and I am now a single mother. The brunt is now mine. I don't have Steve to step in, and it's going to be difficult. We're never going to find another dad. We just won't. But we co-mentored and co-parented Sean. Sean went off the rails. We were there to grab Sean back and say, hey, this is the way it has to be. And, I mean, sometimes it may take a week for Sean to be, okay, all right, I'll take it. But, I mean, without, I mean, don't you be giving me a hard time, Mother Chucker, because I'll find you. But I am now a single parent of Sean. I love it, but I'm now a single parent. It's funny, too. It is. It's funny that I am. But I'll take it. But, yeah, no matter what, you could always go to Steve. It didn't matter what it was. Steve would always show you humanity and love, and you could always trust him not to go to anybody, ever. Unless you said, Steve, go tell this person, he wouldn't. But there were times where, Kate, I'm sorry, this is too strong. I had to tell so-and-so, which was fine, too. But I'm finding myself lately at a loss because I do have Steve's number, his cell number. And you know, I'm finding myself at a loss with, shit, I don't have Steve. Damn you, old man. That's basically what comes out of my mouth when I don't know something and I can't get a hold of Sean. You know, but it's just like, damn it, Steve. And I'll have to get Darren to Google it. It's gotten to that point. And it's just like, oh, I don't have my mentor. My mentor are Sean, Bernie, and Steve. And sometimes Rob. But Rob the ref. Yeah, Rob's really shook by this, too. He really is. He's shook. Like, because he loves Steve just as much as we did. But we will go on. I probably will ask Rob if he wants to guest host every once in a while. I'll speak to Bernie as well and see if she wants to guest host every once in a while when she can, since she's a busy girl. But we will keep this show together as best as we can, folks. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. Sean, your turn, because I can't. Just the thought of it.
I don't know. First of all, without Steve Kane coming to my aid in 2009, I don't know. He worked my last show in Ashton in 2009, which was the last show we did with Ed, and then I lost Ed.
I remember that.
Steve understood the pain that I went through losing Ed. Nobody else. The anger. Nobody else understood it. Nobody else could grasp. My parents couldn't even understand it. They said, what did this man mean to you?
I got half of it. Yep.
Had it not been for Steve Kane after 2012 when everything went AWOL with the company, it took Steve Kane, it took my growth with Katie, it took my growth with a couple other individuals, and quite honestly, it took Brian Blade waking me up and realizing the company didn't have to be dead. The company could come back. The company could live again
and
breathe life.
And the business. What about the business with the car? Oh, my goodness, were you upset? Ed Schumann's car. Yeah, he was so upset.
You know, it took Steve Kane digging me out of a hole that I thought I had locked away the key on me ever doing anything with wrestling again other than this podcast.
Yeah.
After that show in 2012. And
that's right.
It took Steve finding whatever flame is inside of me and rekindling it to say, we've got to do this because you've got a lot left to give this business.
Mm-hmm.
And I know damn well you do, kid.
There was not much I could do because I wasn't there to see the relationship. I wasn't there to hear about the relationship. All I could do was be there as support. I could barely even say, Sean, I understand. The only thing I understood was a father figure was gone. And that's my Uncle Jack. You know, that's the only way I can even think of it. You know, it was before my Uncle Jack left too.
Steve and I's last event together will now be Wrestle Wars 2. And that was also, unfortunately, man, this is just irony. That was the night we had Tracy Smothers. Tracy is gone.
Yes.
Steve is gone. This hurts.
They're together.
This
you know
hurts.
They're together.
I do know that, but this hurts. I will say, and I'm not blaming Katie at all for this, but we both kind of overreacted with the situation in 2019 when I was trying to relaunch the company again. He should have never been fired. But he forgave me,
and I
will always be grateful for him for that.
He came on here and forgave you.
Yes, he did.
I mean, because he had his little CTE flip out, too. And then he realized what he was doing as well and came back, apologized for too many things.
Right.
And forgave Sean.
He also forgave me.
I remember.
When many, many years ago in the middle of a podcast, I was pretty much given a restraining order and said, hey, you got to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking out cops. I got to go with cops. I'll never forget that night. That was one of our biggest nights. I mean, we've had people pulled over by the cops. We've had Sean taken by the cops. Yeah, we've had me told to shut the fuck up by Tracy's mother.
I will also always be, and I believe Katie will too, forever grateful for all the guests that he's brought to this show in the past 7 years. There are names that I couldn't even fathom ever having on this podcast that he landed us.
Indeed.
Because he went out of his way to do so.
I love you, Mr. Smothers. And I love you, Steve. And Mr. Schumann, I may not have known you, but I hear good things.
I know that Steve is with Ed, and they're both with Tracy and everybody else that I have ever come in contact with in my career.
So imagine Steve and New Jack right about now, okay?
I don't know that New Jack is there, sweetheart. I don't mean to say that in an ill manner, but I don't know that New Jack is where Steve is.
It's good to hope.
I know that Steve is with everybody, all the other brothers and sisters that he lost up to this point, and I don't mean to offend Sheila when I say this, but I know Steve is with his first wife, who he loves very much.
He's okay. She's okay with that. Her and I have spoken on his first wife.
And I know that...
Yeah.
You
got to understand, Sheila and Steve had their wedding at Disney. No, they did their honeymoon at Disney, okay? You don't even know. Romeo and Juliet story doesn't even touch it. These two crazy kids were so in love. Like, and she's at a loss. I remember the day he went in the hospital, she was at a loss. But you have to understand, the greatest love of all happened. And it's sad. It's sad to watch Sheila go through this. It really is. It hurts. It hurts me every day to talk to her.
What hurts the most for Katie and I, or at least I know myself personally, was we get the news that he was going into physical rehab and he was doing better and he was up and walking around.
Yep.
And the next thing you knew, he was back in the hospital.
Boom.
And it was like, I have to be honest, I got angry with God a little bit. I said, this is not fair. I said, you can't keep doing this to me. I said, I'm not a yo-yo.
Yep.
I can't do this.
Yep.
I'm not meant to do
this. All that came out of my mouth, it's not time. You can't have him. It's not time. You don't need him. He's ours. You can't have him. I had a big argument with God.
Then I'm going to share some personal stuff. One of my first true loves, I had been trying to track down. He had transitioned into a female. I had lost contact.
That's right.
I got news that April 1st, she died of cancer. That hit me like a ton of bricks.
And that's why Sean watches over me like he does as well.
And then, as some of you know, I just took another vacation to California. I left Sunday, June 23rd, for Chicago to fly out Monday morning and got a phone call from the guy that I was staying with, that the guy that had shown me around Palm Springs the last time I was there had dropped. Mac had dropped dead the night before or the day before. And then I was really angry with God. I said, look, 3 and 45 days is a little much. I said, I can't. I said, you can't have any more. You can't. I can't
protest.
Do it. I cannot do it.
No. And that's why Sean is always up my ass. It's another reason.
I am thankful for the relationship and the bond that I had with Steve Kane and the business relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I will be forever grateful for that. Sheila means the world to me because she was his everything.
Yeah.
And walking into Elgin next week is not going to be the same. Next week, he was supposed to referee Christopher Daniels' match. He trained with Christopher Daniels at Windy City Wrestling back in the early 2000s.
Yep.
It's not going to be the same.
Right.
I'm going to – that bell is going to toll the 10th time, and I'm going to be in that ring.
You're pushing
and it's
2 hours.
Yeah. It's gonna hit me. And we're going to remember him, and not remember all the bad, but we're going to remember the good next Thursday.
I don't have anything bad. I really don't.
I don't think I do either, but there are people that want to talk ill of the dead, and those are the type of people that karma's going to come back and bite in the ass sooner or later.
I'm telling you, I haven't heard anything ill about Steve, but I do. That person's getting a side taken. That's that. Not a mean bone, not a mean or a bad or angry bone in that man's body. Nothing but kindness. You needed someone, you had Steve.
I want to play this, and I know that this is not going to be the easiest song to play because we play this a lot. I'm going to miss him. I know Katie's going to miss him. I know Billy's going to miss him.
Yeah, you don't know, man. Now I'm crying again. I haven't cried in a couple of days.
We'll be back here next Thursday for his memorial. This is for you, Steve.
Love you, buddy. Oh, this one. Oh.
Hooray for a child that makes it through, if there's any way, because the answer lies in you. They laid to rest before, they've known just what to do. Their souls are lost because they could never find what is right.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next Thursday for the Steve Kane Memorial Podcast. Have a great evening.
Yeah, folks. Yeah, folks, you know what time it is. Time to get out of here. I miss you, Steve. I love you, Steve. And Shawnee had to play that one and make me cry. Of course.
I did the same thing to myself. But we made it to the end of the show.
Worry.
And
next week you're playing Long Time Running by the Hip. And then we'll really go. I'm going to miss you, Steve. You don't even know. I miss you every day. I miss you every day. Thank you, sir, for being in my life for as long as you were. 7 years wasn't long enough, but it's okay. I know in my heart I'll see you again. So I can't be the bad girl no more. Because I got to go see you.
Farewell, my teacher. I'll never forget you, man. And you'll always be in my heart.
I got to blow my nose. You better close.
Steve, I love you like a brother, man, as Marvin would say.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Good night, folks. Get the hell out of here.